Can mindfulness be used in all areas of our lives? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Simon Blanchard, provost, distinguished associate professor, and dean's professor at the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, determines one area where it can be particularly useful.
Mindfulness, a meditation practice that brings our attention to present experiences, is gaining mainstream popularity. People are using mindfulness exercises to tackle their relationships with diet and exercise. Even business leaders are now recommending exercises to boost employee well-being and productivity. As we noticed that financial service companies also started talking about financial mindfulness, my co-authors and I wondered, what does it really mean to be financially mindful, and does it even matter? So we dove into the literature and conducted numerous interviews. We arrived at the view that financial mindfulness has two essential parts. The first is about being highly aware of your finances, knowing what you have and what you owe. The second is acceptance. Now, that doesn't mean being complacent. Instead, it's about being able to face financial decisions without letting your emotions take over. When someone has high financial awareness and high financial acceptance, they're financially mindful. But does having financial mindfulness make a difference? To test this, we propose and validate a series of 8 questions, 4 on awareness and 4 on acceptance, to measure one's financial mindfulness. Then, we conducted a series of experiments and field studies in partnership with fintech startups. And we found that it does matter. For example, among users of financial coaching app, a 1-point increase in financial mindfulness was associated with a 15-point increase in a user's credit score. Those high-end mindfulness were also less likely to react impulsively to market downturns or to fall for the famous sunk cost fallacy. Most interestingly, the benefits of mindfulness seem to be more about acceptance than awareness. So we hope that companies who tout helping with financial mindfulness make sure to offer consumer strategies to better handle the emotions that come with managing their money.
That was Simon Blanchard of Georgetown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.